This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
A doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
All right, Dr. Batar is back. We're kicking in our second week of advanced medicine here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And, Doc, we had Mike Adams, our good buddy, who you know very well as well, on. We talked about some psychiatric issues, but I really want to talk about where he went with his CWC labs and analysis and testing of pesticide residues in foods and water. And now there's another lab out there that has revealed heavy levels of arsenic and other heavy metals found in glyphosate, right? That Roundup that we've been talking about. Is the Roundup, how bad is it? How much is it, say, in the soil? Can it be removed? It's not only the Roundup, but apparently laced with loads of other things that we already know to be dangerous.
City. Thought process, you take the first toxicity, heavy metals, and the second toxicity, the persistent organic pollutants, and you combine them into a hybrid form of destruction. And, you know, what would that be? That would be heavy metal and a persistent organic pollutant combined in the same substance. And that seems to be what this is. I didn't know that there were heavy metals within.
You shouldn't know. They're not declared. They're not on the label. This is something that an independent lab analysis has found out with these glyphosate-based herbicides. And, of course, we know they're disrupting liver function, endocrine function. They work as an antibiotic. They're neurotoxic and also carcinogenic. And, of course, you add in the heavy metals on their own are bad enough, right? You start throwing these things all together, and you wonder why any of us are well at all. Any of us don't have cancer.
Yep, you're exactly right. That's been one of the things that I've said for a long time now, that I'm amazed with all the stuff that we do to our bodies and all the exposures that we have, all the toxicities that we, on a consistent basis, expose ourselves to. I'm surprised that every one of us, every human being on the planet, is able to even just walk and talk and, you know, just be still human. Because if you take from an engineering perspective, if you look at a mechanical perspective, you look at a car, you put sugar inside a car engine, what happens to that engine? I mean, it sputters, it fries the engine, the car won't run anymore. But look what we do to ourselves. How many pounds of sugar, how many hundreds of pounds, or thousands of pounds of sugar we put into this machinery, the human body, and we still expect it to keep on going. I'm just using sugar as an example. There's so many things that we do to the body. We put so much garbage in. I mean, you take an engine, any kind of engine, if you don't put in the specific weight oil and specific type of gasoline, it's not going to run. Then look at what we put into our bodies.
How much redundancy is built in or adaptability is built into the human body, the animal body? But I think about, they mentioned arsenic specifically. And in my research going back into the mid-20th century and the so-called polio epidemic, a lot of the apples and the fruits in the summer people were eating were being sprayed with, was it lead arsenate?
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly.
And that's very neurotoxic, and they wonder, and they think, well, it must be a virus. It's like, again, the virologist versus the toxicologist, and still the virologists are winning the PR game, but we're catching up as these independent researchers now, Cerulini and group, are figuring this thing out. There's a lot of toxic poison manifesting as disease that then we blame. We don't, but they do often in the media, at the CDC level, blame on pathogens, whether it be viral, bacterial, or fungal. And they may be incidental or coincidental to the detrimental impacts of these heavy metals or in combination with glyphosate, now Roundup.
Yeah, and see, the thing with arsenic specifically that's different, that's unique, and I'm not sure it's that unique, but I know, like, for example, lead does share this characteristic. I know mercury does as well, but arsenic's been shown to actually accumulate in animals and bioaccumulate. So lead, for example, will do that too, and it gets stored inside the body. Most of these metals, when they bioaccumulate, they end up having certain reservoirs that are more, there's a greater propensity for certain reservoirs within the body. So, for example, mercury has a greater propensity for fat. So it gets stored inside the brain, within the pericardial tissue, the fat that surrounds the pericardium. Lead is with bone. Cadmium is mostly the lung parenchyma. You see many of these metals also in the renal parenchyma within the kidneys themselves. But arsenic is another one that has, I don't remember where exactly it accumulates, but it does bioaccumulate. And so the small amounts of any of these things that bioaccumulate in foods, they tend to increase the burden of the body. So it's not just what you're taking in, mm-hmm. but it's also what you took in previously, because it's not being expelled like waste, other waste is expelled.
Right,
certain
right.
metals the body will expel naturally anyway, but arsenic is one of those that tends to have more of a bioaccumulation in the system.
It's interesting, too, homeopathically, when I work with arsenicum album, which is the homeopathic form of arsenic, the impact largely is on the adrenals. Interesting. Probably kidneys as well. And it probably manifests that way because they identified the poisoning of those systems or those organs and the glands, per se. But if I utilize homeopathic arsenic, this is another thing that was fascinating about the homeopathic principle, that when you initiated a homeopathic signaling with arsenic, that they, in the rat test, they measured the urine output of arsenic, and suddenly it just started dumping out of the body as if there was a signaling from an energetic form, if you will, a very dilute but potentized, as we say in homeopathic, form of the arsenic.
Hmm. So is this true with all the heavy metals? And with if you have a homeopathic remedy for a specific metal, would that be the case with all the heavy metals?
Yes, I think with arsenic, for some reason, it seems to be much more responsive, right? When you talk about mercury, it's very deep. You know, you talk about the fat-soluble right. aspect of it, that I would use it, and I always do, and recommend it as an adjunct. But in the cases of those who have been severely poisoned through vaccination or other sources, we've talked about your expertise in utilizing the intravenous chelation to grab it in a desperate attempt to throw it out as fast as possible before there are lifelong, devastating, irreversible consequences.
Yeah, and I've told you that we use a specific homeopathic remedies in a non-oral form mm-hmm. that we do before the IVs to actually increase the dumping, if you will. We call it
yes.
dumping.
Mm-hmm.
And we have specific ones for heavy metals, specific ones for persistent organic pollutants that we do before the treatments for the actual removal of those metals or persistent organic pollutants, or to break them down so the body can eliminate them. But it's almost like a precursor. It's almost like a warm-up, or not a warm-up, but just it's the first part of the treatment that we do. And
yeah.
we have seen a marked improvement in yield.
I consider it a sensitization, right? We're talking about subtle energies, but yet, you know, even though we're going in as you do aggressively in follow-up, it really alerts the metabolism that, hey, you know, pay attention to this. This is where we, it's sort of like, if we think about it in terms of intention, right? When we have intention in our lives, how does that set the stage for energy? Like you've said so many times, where attention goes, energy flows. And I feel like that homeopathically, we're helping to signal the body in that way.
Yeah, that makes total sense. I think that's probably, something that's more, prevalent, that thought process in all aspects of life than we realize it. And so taking that general principle and applying it from a homeopathic principle that you're talking about, it makes total sense. I find that to be true with even like when you're driving down a road, for example, and you see an item in the middle of the road, like let's say a box that's fallen from a car or something else. So they say that you should never look right at the box, because if you're looking at the box, you're going to end up hitting the box. You need to look past the box, and that's how kids are trained when they're going through the driver's ed program. You know, you always look down the road. You never look at where you're going. You look all the way down, and it's easy to avoid the box. But where attention goes, energy flows. So you look at that box, you will end up invariably hitting that box.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a component that I think is a universal component that we need to remember that too, just from a disease standpoint, or from any type of negative thing that you're dealing with in life. You know, if you start putting your mind at that point, at that particular thing, you're actually just feeding it. And so, and I actually needed to hear this for myself, really, because, again, where attention goes, energy flows. So you don't want to put attention towards that negativity because you're feeling it. Put attention towards what the outcome that you want or what you want in life, because that's where the energy will flow.
Right, exactly. And you know, there are a lot of things that we don't know the detailed machinations of the way the body works. You know, you, if you're trained in a certain way, you can study it and learn it. But in a lot of ways, you can. This is where some people will say philosophically, and I believe it's true, you can actually think of a remedy. And that energy of that remedy, you might not have any idea of it, but just the thought form will resonate with that energy. And so there's so much more to healing than what we rely upon in terms of physical manifestation of even a homeopathic medicine, which, you know, listen, I'm a homeopath, I rely on homeopathic remedies, but I don't limit that homeopathy can only work in the way it's described as far as described how to make it according to the pharmacopoeia. There's so much more to energy that we now have to embrace again because we've driven so far from it because we've become collectivist, materialistic, reductionist in a societal sense and in a medical sense. Dr. Bitar, you've had to hit that head on in your profession.
Yeah, so I think it's probably true with everybody has had to deal with this when they're dealing with something new, bringing something new to the table, whether it's in the medical realm or you know, in the media realm, for example, which you've had to do, or anything, agriculture, anything sustainable, in any type of industry, whenever there's a new innovative thought that disrupts the status quo, those that already hold the power that are threatened by anything new or any type of new innovation, because they would then, of course, lose their power, their control, their fiefdom, if you will, they'll lose that. So that's why they're vested in preserving the old and preventing the new innovative, more effective method of whatever it is that we're dealing with, whatever industry you're dealing with, to come in. So it's probably something that everyone has to deal with on some level. But I know that with the media, for example, you could apply that same principle. I don't know what today is. Today must be the day that we just apply certain general principles and see how they're universally applicable in all aspects of life.
I guess so. But it's a good thing as we kick into a new year. That's when people tend to be more sensitive or wanting or desirous of that awareness to say, you know what, I want to make this year different, right? And for those of you who just pray to have it different, that to me that's, I'm not going to say it's a cop-out, but sort of is, because I think we're asked to engage a little more actively than just to be passive, right? It's okay to be passive once in a while, to relax, chill out, listen, right? Maybe you get a message that way, but we are asked to engage in that difference, that distinction, by making better choices. We talked about that last hour with the Health Ranger as far as food quality. We've just addressed it with glyphosate and heavy metal combination. We've got to make better choices about what goes into our body, including the sugar in the gas tank scenario. We have an article about sugar. Does it actually feed the creation of cancer? That's next with Dr. Bitar.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, advanced medicine continues here. We've got advancedmedicine.com is also linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You can go back. There are hundreds and hundreds, I think in the thousands of hours now, of shows with Dr. Bitar doing advanced medicine. You'll never run out of awesome, awesome radio that is real and real healing, too, empowering to you. And Dr. Bitar, you mentioned putting sugar in the gas tank. And, you know, that's an analogy that's often used when you talk about the mechanics of a car and how you can break it down by putting the wrong things in. Well, there's some relevance to that concept in terms of the human gas tank. Putting sugar in, although we know we utilize sugar as energy within the body, the question about eating anything with sugar and instantly manifesting cancer. A recent study published by Belgian biologists found a relationship between glucose and activation of a gene that stimulates the growth of cancer cells. Now, this led to the public fear that everything with sugar should be avoided as it will cause or feed cancer. Now, is there an overreaction on this issue, or should we be paying attention to that scientific reality?
Well, cancer is an obligate glucose metabolizer, which means that if, in order for cancer to survive, it needs to feed on sugar. And so it would not be a huge extrapolation to think that, well, sugar doesn't cause cancer, but would feed cancer. And we all have cancer. Everybody has cancer cells. The definition of cancer is basically a cell that has uncontrolled cellular proliferation. The characteristic of a cell that has cancer or of cancer cells is uncontrolled cellular proliferation and suppression of apoptosis. So if you have cells that follow those characteristics, then you feed them sugar, theoretically, that yes, you're going to be feeding the cancer. So from that standpoint, that makes sense. But, you know, it's not just cancer. think of sugar and the relationship between cardiovascular disease. So we've got all the studies we've always associated with diabetes, but about 10, 15 years ago, all the cardiac literature started coming out that it's actually the sugar and insulin resistance that's created that leads to cardiovascular disease as well. So if you're looking at cancer and heart disease, which represent more than 80% of all deaths in the industrialized world, mm-hmm. so the remaining 20% is represented by all of the disease processes, homicide, suicide, wars, natural disasters, et cetera. So 8 out of 10 deaths are actually coming from cancer or heart disease. And if there's one substance that is associated with both of those, and that's being sugar, I think that would be enough justification to reduce sugar intake.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Bitar, I've kind of reclassified the term insulin resistance specifically as chromium deficiency because we know the mechanics of delivery of sugar into the cells is dependent upon that mineral. And so in the medical realm, they've identified this, hey, for some reason the insulin's not working, something's going on. They call it resistance. And then when we replenish the stores of chromium, we see a reversal of that manifestation, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so chromium deficiency, and you and I have talked about this off the air, I know, a number of times, but I guess the type of chromium makes a difference as well.
Yes.
And we know that heavy metals, you know, the speciation off the metal makes a very big difference in how mm-hmm. destructive it can be and how well it assimilates in the body, and I think that's true with all minerals and metals. And so, I think that would make sense because chromium does sensitize the cells or sensitizes the process of whatever the process is, wherever the chromium is being utilized as a enzymatic cofactor to help upregulate the metabolic pathways that are necessary in order to burn the sugar. So that's the Krebs cycle and, you know, within the mitochondria and all the different places where minerals act as trace enzymes or act as catalysts to allow these reactions to take place. So it would make sense that chromium would make the system more sensitive to insulin.
Yeah, and once again, when we talk about, I don't want people freaking out and never having anything with natural sugars in the food, because that's just it's also a naturally occurring substance in the food. However, we look at things with high contents of sugar and we'll find high levels of minerals, particularly chromium, like sugarcane. So I think God didn't make a mistake about why he placed those minerals in those particular foods to help us deal and metabolize safely with things that become unsafe once you've refined all of the minerals out.
Yeah, I think that's a really, really good point that you just made, because naturally occurring sugars are very different than sugars that, it's kind of like when you look at flour, they take out all the benefits of flour and then they refortify it and they put certain things back in, but that's just not that's not how God designed it. So, anytime you deal with a synthetic sugar or a sugar that's refined, you're losing a lot of the mineral content. So that's very important to remember. Natural sugars act differently and they don't feed a cancer or any other detrimental process.
Yes, and as cool as the science is when we observe and we report on it, they often don't go to the levels that we do with advanced medicine, folks. So keep on tuning and tell your friends the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. 6 days a week, Dr. Bitar. I can only get him one day a week. He's a busy guy, too. But we have a great time together. Check it out, robertscottbell.com, advancedmedicine.com. Coming back with more powerful healing.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, the Medical Rewind site, which has been up for years, is still up and apparently is still the best place to go. MedicalRewind.com for the archives with Dr. Bittar and I chatting up this advanced medicine concept and putting it into reality week after week after week. It's like an encyclopedia of information. You'll never get tired of it. I never get tired of it. I always look forward to this time of the week, Dr. Bittar, with you. And, you know, we throw these articles out, Superdon finds, or some of them I even find. This one in particular caught my attention from J.B. Handley. And it goes into, the headline is intriguing. You know, a lone FDA scientist could end the autism epidemic. I'm thinking, really? But would they? Would they really? What is this lone scientist? What would he say? What could he say, Dr. Bittar, based on the science that was then and the science that is now?
Well, it appears that this scientist, Robert J. Mitkus. I don't even know what a computational toxicologist is, but apparently he's a computational toxicologist at the Center for Biologics Evaluation Research at the FDA. And he published a he has a PhD in toxicology from the University of Maryland, and he published a paper in 2011 entitled Updated Aluminum Pharmacokinetics Following Infant Exposure Through Diet and Vaccinations. And it was in 2011, and it's considered the gold standard and the primary document that the FDA still relies upon to declare if injected aluminum is safe to use in infants or not. And in this, he basically says that it's not a concern. And I think that's what JB's point was, the author of this article, that if he were to just tell the truth, because it's clearly not safe. And anybody that would have said that, I don't think that it should say, well, it's updated information. No. You can take data and you can manipulate the data and come up with whatever you wanted to say. And basically, this guy made a recommendation that is being used by the CDC and the FDA, but he sold his soul to the devil. There are many, many researchers that have come out that have said that that data is, I mean, it's not correct. In fact, there's a Dr. Chris Exley from Keele University, who is considered to be the world's leading expert in aluminum neurotoxicology. And he basically says that there's no role of human, there's no role of aluminum use in vaccines. And he also says that he believes that aluminum has a role in autism. And again, you know, whether something has a role or not a role, I mean, I know it's mercury is the biggest culprit, because mercury is the only thing that causes the degradation of the neurofibrils, as we are all aware of from the University of Calgary study that we have on the heavy metal toxicity, the hidden killer video. You can actually Google that and you can see the video of the snail brains that were exposed to. It wasn't even direct exposure. It was just mercury being put in a petri dish where the snail brain tissue was growing. And you see how quickly the neuron tissue degrades. I mean, the degeneration is amazing. So the denigration of the neurofibrils, there's nothing else, no other metal that causes that level of denudation. And so when people say that, you know, aluminum or whatever else, I completely agree. All these things are poisons and they shouldn't be added in there. And again, how many poisons can the body handle? But he's talking specifically about aluminum in this case. And aluminum, in most people, aluminum comes out pretty easily. So you see high levels of aluminum. And again, I think we need to preface this so that people understand how this works. If you do a heavy metal challenge test and you see loads and loads and loads of aluminum coming out, there's no reason to panic. Okay. In fact, say a blessing. Mm-hmm. Be thankful, because when you see high yield of certain metal coming out in a post challenge test, that means your body's dumping it, because those tests are not indicative of what is in your body. They're only indicative of what's coming out of your body. And so if you see a very high level of a certain metal, then you know that your body's dumping it. So that's a good sign. Mm-hmm. It's coming out.
Sure.
It's when it's not coming out, when you see something that is, you know, if you do a severe autistic child's urine post-challenge profile, you will see that they have virtually nothing coming out, or very, very little coming out. And then you start treating them, in 6 months, a year, 2 years, you will see tons and tons of metals coming out. So I'll give you a quick example. Robert, do we have enough time for me to give an example of a patient?
Yeah, this is a good segment to do this. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So we had a young child from the Indian subcontinent who came to us from Great Britain. His family lived in the UK. And this child had very, very severe autism, to the point slamming his head in the walls, not being able to control his bowel, the bladder, very self-destructive, chewing on his hands. So it was a severe, severe case. And he would run out in the middle of the streets if his parents didn't restrain him. They were always worried that he would get hit by a car or something. And he came to us. He was, I think, 4. We did a challenge test on him, and basically one of the cleanest metal profiles I've ever seen. I mean, just a little blip here of this and a little blip there of that, but nothing that even came within the normal reference ranges, the end of the normal reference ranges. So you have the normal reference range, and anything beyond that's considered to be elevated, or then it gets to the toxic range. So generally speaking, in my opinion, there should be no levels of these metals in the body, but they have a accepted normal reference range for these metals. And this child wasn't even close to being at the end limits of those. But severely autistic, and of course, they had already read the stuff about the non-excretor phenomena from the congressional testimony that I did in May of 2004, et cetera, et cetera. So they were aware. People that seek us out know about the non-excretor phenomena. That's what autism, cancer, they are following the non-excretor phenomena. Their bodies cannot get rid of these metals, and that's why they bioaccumulate in the body and cause the problems that they do. And so we started his treatment, and I don't do any type of brain recovery protocol. I do toxicity treatments with children with autism, and after a year and a half, once we know that we've got the low-lying fruit out of the way, then we'll do something to enhance the brain recovery itself. But I don't believe in trying to recover the brain when you've already got the source of poisoning or the source of the burn still there.
Mm-hmm.
So oxidative stress,
sure.
For example, you know, hyperbarics. I never do hyperbarics in somebody until they've had at least a year and a half of chelation first, because, again, oxidative stress, you're increasing oxygen fivefold from ambient air of 21% oxygen to 100% oxygen in a chamber. But what is the mechanism of damage that heavy metals cause? It's through oxidative stress. So you put five times the amount of oxygen, you're going to increase the oxidative stress five times fold. So you should never do hyperbarics in a child with autism unless you've already removed the heavy metals. So that's
right.
A very, very quick way of explaining this issue. So in this particular child, we started his treatments. 2 years, 2.5 years, we did metal challenge testing, and then we were getting ready to start his neuronal recovery. And he was better, but he was still autistic. I mean, he wasn't running out in the middle of the streets anymore. He wasn't biting himself anymore. He wasn't... you know, he had control of his bowels and bladder. He was able to say a couple of words, but he was still autistic. And right before we started the brain recovery protocol, which is a certain IVs that we do, I just got this feeling, check him for heavy metals one more time. And his dad comes in, and he asked me, Dr. Wittar, can we just do one more heavy metal challenge? I said, sure, because we had one from 6 months before and it didn't show anything. We do a heavy metal challenge test, and normal reference range for lead is 0 to 5. Micrograms per gram creatinine. His lead level was 130 something, and mercury is 0 to 3 micrograms per gram creatinine. His mercury was something like 39 micrograms per gram creatinine. I mean, just off the charts. You know, we're like, holy moly! But just to make sure it wasn't an error, I repeated it. On the repeat test, his lead came up over 240. It was like 247 or something. And his mercury is still the highest mercury I've measured in my office. Went up from 39 to 87 micrograms per gram creatinine.
Mm-hmm.
So this shows the massive yield, massive dumping that's taking place, because at this point is when the child's going to start getting better, because now we've gotten all the low-lying food. We've greased the sleds, if you will, and now the metals are coming out. So the non-excretor phenomena basically means that you're not getting rid of these metals naturally, and that's why they need the assistance from the chelation or whatever method you're using to help pull out the metals. And as the metals start coming out, you'll see the levels increase higher and higher and higher. And that's when you start seeing the benefits. So anybody that's interested in this, just Google the congressional testimony from May 6, 2004. You can actually get it on our website at drbittar.com. And you can read that whole transcript from the congressional testimony and understand this non-excretor phenomena. Or you can
Dr. Bittar,
heavy metal toxicity, the hidden killer, that DVD actually explains it all too.
Right. Dr. Bittar, does this, you know, indicate that in those children that are not responding immediately, that in some children it takes heavy persistence? I mean, you can't just hit it once or twice or three times. In some kids, it is so reluctant to release for any
absolutely.
Number of reasons.
Yeah, and in fact, most kids, very few kids will actually show an improvement quickly. I mean, we have had one child that in 3 weeks had no speech and went to over 500-word vocabulary. That wasn't even one of my patients. That was a patient of a doctor that was using our protocol, and actually the mother called our office and thanked me. And it's actually the trailer for J.B. Handley was sponsoring a video that was a movie that was being produced years ago called Walk on Water or Talk on Water. And it was about autistic kids and surfing, and they did a trailer for the movie, and the audio that they used for the trailer was actually this mom calling in to our office and leaving a message, and her daughter went from no words to 500 words in 3 weeks. But that is very atypical. You know, usually, like with Avi, it took over 5 months, but, you know, I've got kids.
Your son, yes.
Yeah. So I've got kids that have taken, you know, years, multiple years. So when I had talked about Avi, I said I've had everybody that's responded to treatment has responded within 11 months. And then, of course, I had my first kid that went to 12 months. And, you know, since then, I've had a brother and sister that took almost 5 years, 4.5 years to get them talking. And they're now in normal school. They still have a lot of social issues, but they went to normal school, neurotypic. You know, they've, like I said, they have some social imbalances that they're still working through. But that's learned behavior. And they were like 10 and at 12 by the time we finally got them straight, but they were severely autistic, you know, prior to that. So the point being, again, it takes years in some cases. Generally speaking, within a year, 2 years, you can make enough of an improvement. If you get the child early enough, before the age of 7, there's a very, very high chance of full recovery.
Dr. Bitar, I want to go back briefly to the aluminum study, and I want to make a point of reference of the how is it entered into the body? It seems to make a difference, right? If we ingest something that has aluminum, the GI tract, the microbiome, the things that are there, there are ways that the body can sequester and move it through, like you said. But what was unique about this, what Exley did, was he was able to autopsy the brains of children who had passed away that were autistic and found aluminum, high levels of aluminum, all over the brain. And the only way they say that could be possible is if they were injecting it, because ingested aluminum doesn't end up there in that context, in that quantity, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So the way we get exposed to different things, and again, I'm not well-versed in how people get exposed to these things. People ask me all the time. As soon as we measure them, they have a metal level come out. They said, how do I get it? I have no idea how they got it. You'd have to, you know, look at the whole history of the speciation, the
right.
Metals, et cetera.
But well, and we're going to come back. We got to take a break, Dr. Bitar. But, yeah, the injected form in a lot of vaccines now contain aluminum adjuvants to aggravate the immune system so they can elicit an antibody response. But what is this aluminum really doing? Long-term detriment. We'll talk about it and a whole lot more. One more segment to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Advanced Medicine Monday.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Those of you listening on radio through broadcast syndicator GCN, GCNlive.com, the archives are there almost immediately, after the show. iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, hello everybody across the Atlantic Ocean there. And SoundCloud. And then again, those of you who are watching on YouTube, please spread the word. Any and all of these places and ways to listen to the show. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, and our special hour together with Dr. Bitar, when we crank it up, second hour of Monday's show. MedicalRewind.com as well, another aspect of where you can go if you're just really honing in on Dr. Rasha Bitar and advanced medicine. You can go right there and find hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours of broadcast healing. So Dr. Bitar, there's another story here. I think it's vaccine related, and it goes into repetition, right? Repetition. It's not one, it's dozens perhaps. Headline reads, repeated influenza vaccination helps prevent severe flu in older adults. I almost don't know what to say. I mean, they acknowledge that the flu shot works maybe 10-15% of the time if they even get it right. And also, we've acknowledged with the CDC's own statistics used against them that in any given season, out of a pool of X number of people they claim to have flu, cut that down by 85%, maybe 15% of them actually had flu. Everybody else had flu-like symptoms, which are not necessarily flu at all, which means there is no flu virus that they're targeting with their flu shot at 10 to 15% claimed efficacy. So it's an absolute mess. So what do they say? Well, maybe if we give them enough times, we'll get closer to that 100% mark, Dr. Bitar.
Yeah, you know, it's like stupidity that's piled up with more stupidity, hoping that the previous stupidity becomes less stupid-like.
Yes. Less obvious. I don't know. It's bad.
But even this 15% claim, it's so inflated. So there's thousands of strains of viruses out there that could cause this, and there's even more thousands that haven't even been discovered yet. So for them to predict which virus is going to be the most prevalent one or the one that's going to cause flu this year, it's a statistical, algorithmic, computer-generated model that they use, which is no different than predicting the stock market or something else like that. And you know, they may, they actually took this, I think they took this chimpanzee and they had him throwing darts at picking stocks, and he outperformed all the fund managers by his dart throwing. So
maybe they should get the guy at the Thailand airport who took an overdose of Viagra and started flinging poo all over the airport to see what it lands on.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is so preposterous the way they've got the whole flu shot ideology and the way they defeat it and the way they try to justify it. What I find interesting is in a public venue, whenever lecturing or in any type of environment where there's a group of 50, 100 people, and you ask the question, how many people have ever had the flu shot? And you have, you know, they raise their hands, and then you ask them, how many of you have had the flu? And always the same, usually it's the same number of people. But then you ask the correlation. Like for me personally, I've had the flu twice, and it's only two times I had the flu shot, and that was when I was in the Army. That was, you know, when I was in my 20s. And pretty much everybody will say, well, I'm not going to ever take the flu shot because the one time I took it, I got the flu so bad, so I was going to die. I'm never going to take it. Or, you know, I've only had the flu twice, and both times I had the flu shot, so I'm not taking that crap. Most people have had this experience that they took the flu shot, they got the flu, they're not going to take it again. And I think that if you look at the number of people that were getting the flu shot, say, 15 years ago and then 10 years or 5 years ago, and now, of course, they've got kiosks set up at the airport and kiosks set up at the grocery food store for people to get their flu shots. I think they're getting more and more desperate for people to take flu shots. Now, it's not enough that people aren't taking the flu shots. Let's give flu shots to increase efficacy multiple times so we can still go through the same number of vials that we're supposed to sell.
It's desperate. And it's funny because in America, they'll look to Australia and they'll say, what was the flu prevalent when they were having the flu? And then it's our turn. And I'm wondering if it, like, well, we got that wrong. Well, let's, in Australia, let's look to America, their flu season. We'll pick ours based on that. And then they go back to Australia. Well, it wasn't the right one. Again, it is so silly is not the right word. I can't say the right word on the radio. I'd get taken off of the air, but it is stupid, and stupid is as stupid does. We've heard that before. And we've also said you can't fix stupid. There's no way they can fix the flu shot. It's irreparably harmed. Don't let them irreparably harm you. Dr. Bitar, we've done it again. Another great episode of Advanced Medicine. Remember, medicalrewind.com, advancedmedicine.com, drbitar.com. I know there's a lot of places to go. You can find it also all at robertscottbell.com. Ah, man, what a great show. I'll call you afterwards on off the air, Dr. Bitar, but tell them what they need to know because we got to go.
That the power to heal is invariably yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.